You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Join Karen Rizzo as she shares her true and inspiring stories of angel encounters and their divine messages. As an established author, spiritual coach, medium, and public speaker, her desire is to inspire others and to remind us we are all one, guided, divinely loved, and never alone. Karen will inspire you to shine your lights brighter than ever to align you with your soul. The time for belief and healing begins now. Here's Karen.
Hello, welcome to Lights Up. I'm your host, Karen Cesario Rizzo, coming to you from beautiful, freezing, snowing Chicago. So for those who don't know me, I am an author, a spiritual life coach. I'm an intuitive, a light worker, which I love, a channeler, a medium, and a passionate believer. I believe in angels. I believe in angels who have led me, protected me, and guided me my entire life. The whole reason that I was able, that I'm at this point in my life right now, as an author, and have a podcast and have developed these gifts is through healing. I had trauma when I was a child, pretty awful. And this, all these gifts came to me through prayer when I was young. Not really a religious person, but I have a very, very, very deep faith in God. And I relied on that faith of angels and being guided and being loved and being protected when I was going through this this trauma when I was a child. So I saw angels from a very young age. Like I say, I was born and raised Catholic, but I don't consider myself particularly religious, but I have very, very deep faith in God. So everything that I have ascended to, all my gifts that I have been given as a light worker is because of healing. And as I continue to heal, even, you know, in my life right now, you know, we all continue on our journeys. I still continue to heal certain issues here and there. There's always something that I am still healing from. I think a lot of us have some unresolved issues. So every time I resolve something that creeps up, my gifts ascend, if that makes any sense. So that's how I am here speaking to you. So if you never joined my show or you don't know that about me, it's something that's very important to me, healing and everything where I am so far is because of healing. So I believe in healing. I believe in angels. I believe in the law of attraction. I've incorporated so many of these laws into my life. And through that belief, I've manifested not just my dreams and my desires, but blessings I've never even considered. Things that were so past my scope of what I could be blessed with. And I'm not done. Nobody is ever done. So keep believing and don't stop asking God and the universe or source for what you desire. And then the doors will be open of how to get there. And healing is a great way to move forward because a lot of us are stuck in our lives. So maybe you're a spiritual person or maybe you don't know if you are. It doesn't matter. I'm very happy that you are listening to this. And, you know, if you're looking for change in your life and you want to learn how to activate the law of attraction in your life or anything about angels or, you know, questions about angels, you've come to the right place. I am here to help. I'm a bridge. I am a storyteller. And if you've read any of my books, they're all about healing and they contain true stories. Crazy stories that most people find it hard to believe, but they're all 100% true. And that's what makes them so amazing is because they're true stories. And so these stories, these opportunities I was given to learn enabled me to test out the universe and enabled me to experience my part in my own co-creation. So again, I was blessed with this podcast. It seemed like it was out of nowhere, but it wasn't because this show has been divinely created to share and hopefully inspire others to take charge of your lives, take charge of your thoughts and co-create your desires with the universe. And so I believe that we all have a light inside of us that is lit, and we are here, and our light shines, and we are here to help others. And once our lights shine, others are drawn to us. And that's why, and then we can light somebody else. That is why I call this show Lights Up, because once you light yourself, there are so many that need each one of us. We're all here for each other. I hope that makes sense. So let us get started. This week's topic, Energy 101. I love this. I love to talk about energy. And I've experienced so much. I've learned so much. And I continue to learn so much about energy and energy's place in our lives. So everything starts with the thought. You can bring anything in just by the thought, right? Thoughts carry vibration, and energy is a vibration. Psychics, mediums, you know, all those light workers, really everybody communicates through vibration, if that makes sense. We'll come back to that in a little bit. So what most of us don't realize is that you can control the energy around you. How, you may ask? Again, your thoughts, your words, your actions. Others you allow into your energy field that are, I think it's easy to say a good energy or bad energy or negative energy or positive energy, but I don't believe that the universe sees it that way. The universe just sees it as vibrational. So whether it's a lower vibration or a higher vibration, the universe doesn't know the difference. But like attracts like, right? So whatever you put out, it's what you always hear. Whatever you put out is what you get back. So whatever vibration you put out, that is the vibration that comes back, if that makes any sense to you. So that's why I try to stay away from negativity or people that are, you know, gossip, like anybody who's like talking smack or judgment. That is not a vibration that I align with. So I try to stay away from those vibrations, if you know what I mean. Again, I'm not judging anybody, because judgment is a vibration in its own. But I will say that you have total control of what you allow into your life, what you allow into your home, what you allow into your workspace. Yes, at work, or if you're working from home, or if you're working in an office, or if you're working in a grocery store, it doesn't matter. That energy follows you. That energy is everywhere. And how about this? We're going to talk about this. Your car carries energy. So hear me out. Okay. So like you're at work, or you're having a bad day. You're at your desk, and maybe there's a lot of smack talk, and people are aggravated, and people are maybe gossiping or whatever. But let energy stays around you. So then it gets on you, right? All of a sudden, maybe you saw something that upset you, or you're angry, or you're mad, or you're sad, or you're aggravated, or you're like, what am I doing here? You're surrounded by that vibration, that energy. Okay, so now you leave the office, or you leave wherever, and you get in your car to go home. You bring that vibration in the car with you, your thoughts, for sure, right? Maybe you get on the phone, and maybe you're talking to a friend, or you're venting, and maybe you keep that flow of that energy going, that same vibration. Now your words, breathing new life into that energy. A good way to stop it really quick, I'll stop here, is put your radio on and let it go and sing with the songs and enjoy. But sometimes we just like to stay in that vibration, because sometimes it just feels it's hard to snap out of, and you just want to kind of stew in it. So because you're in your car and you're keeping this energy going, you're yelling at other drivers, right? It builds momentum, and you're aggravated. So of course you're going to take it out on others on the road, right? Even if they don't know it, your words matter. That's when you may start saying this or that to drivers, or, you know, whatever. So now just think about what's in your car. Just think about the vibration that is in your car. Okay. Now you get home, park your car, turn off your car, you go inside. You're still aggravated, and you're holding on to that energy. You're bringing that vibration into your home, kind of like mud on your shoes, right? You tracked it. You're just tracking it. You tracked it from your desk to your car, and you haven't shaken it from your shoes. Now, because the ride home, the mud on your shoes got thicker and full of horrible things that you'd never bring into your home and to your family, right? You wouldn't bring all that stuff into your home and track it all over the house, would you? Of course not. You take off your shoes or you clean them off. Well, it's energy. It's the same thing. And yeah, energy is transferable. So as each one of us are very responsible when we get home, we lock our doors, right, to protect ourselves and our families. Well, tracking in that low energy and that vibration and spreading it through our home and our loved ones is not being very protective, is it? Right? So if you're at your work and you feel this kind of energy and you feel that you're out of vibrational alignment and you're, you know, you leave it at work instead of, so what I would do if I feel this way at work, I used to, cause I can control it now. So I don't let it in right now, but I used to. And so I used to say, okay, you can't come home with me and shake it off. You know what I mean? And that's when everyone goes, shake it off. So you shake off that energy and you don't bring it in your car and you don't bring it home, because if you do, that harm is causing, you're the one that's causing that energy in your home. You know what I mean? Even if you're not aware of it. Also, you can walk into someone else's energy, as energy leaves a trail. For real. Okay. All right. Picture this. So you leave work and you go to the grocery store, and maybe the person in front of you had a bad day, right? They had that same bad day, and maybe they're being kind of a jerk or whatever. And when they leave, that energy stays and it leaves the trail. And then guess what? You walk into their space and you walk right into it. Then you can say, oh, I don't know what's wrong with me. I was feeling fine and now I'm crabby and now I'm having negative thoughts. Yep, the energy got to you. Does that make sense? I know it sounds crazy, but I'm telling you, it's true. So, or you can get energy from a piece of furniture, which carries energy, especially wood. And we'll talk about that another time, but you ever notice how they always say, it's like antique stores are typically have a lot of energy because of all the furniture and all the old furniture. So antique stores are generally haunted. And we're going to talk about hauntings on another show, but that's why antique stores, because it's all energetic, right? So energy is the same as germs. That's why people smudge and light candles, open windows, play music, or do what you need to do to clean out the energy. It's like disinfecting, right? You can literally pick up low energy anywhere at any time if you allow it. You have no control over others, but you do have control out of what you let in. So I know sometimes some people might be saying, well, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I never feel it. But if you're particularly sensitive or an empath, because so many of us are empaths and you don't realize that you're an empath, but you feel things, guess what? You're an empath. You can feel energy shifts, right? Like if something is off about a person or a place or a house or a hotel room. Oh, and speaking of hotel rooms, side note, can we please talk about hotel rooms for a moment? So anybody who works in a hotel could probably tell you this, that there's a lot of stuff that goes on in hotel rooms. And so why is that? Well, hotel rooms are, energy is stored in hotel rooms, because just think of how many people, pre-COVID and, you know, post-COVID, obviously, hotel rooms have, you know, so many people in and out, maybe once, maybe every day, maybe every 2 days or every 3 days. Energy goes in and out. Different people go in and out. And you have no idea what goes on in those walls of that room. So that's why they always say two hotel rooms are really haunted. So because energy stays, there's a lot of things that go on in hotel rooms. So I'm going to tell you a quick story. My daughter is a flight attendant for a major air carrier. And my daughter has, she has a lot of these gifts. She's an empath and she feels energy and she, well, we'll leave it at that. So when my daughter travels, you know, as an empath, we've always been very conscious of, you know, what things that she feels at 30,000 feet, things that she feels that maybe other people don't feel, and things that she feels in hotel rooms. So as the mother of a flight attendant, you can imagine my daughter's traveling all over the country and all over the world. I keep my phone very close to me. And when your daughter, who's a flight attendant, calls you at midnight, you pick up the phone out of breath, right? So I pick up the phone. This is maybe a year ago, 2 years ago. And it's my daughter. And I can hear that she's panicked. So of course I'm, okay, slow down. What's wrong? And she said, Mom, there's something in this hotel room. Well, she was on the East Coast. I can't remember exactly where she was, but she was on the East Coast. Well, the East Coast has a lot of energy. Let me just tell you that, the East Coast. So I had always told her before she started traveling to take white candles with her, although you're really not supposed to be lighting candles in hotel rooms. But I told her, bring some sage, bring, a rosary. Like I say, I'm not really practicing Catholic, but I believe in those. Of course, I believe in rosaries. I believe in angels. I believe in all of that. And I said, you have to bring protection with you because you're very sensitive. Anyway, we got, she got through it because she didn't have any of those tools with her. And I said, if you're really scared, of course, always say three Our Fathers. And I'm not practicing Catholic, but I do believe in prayer. So judge me if you will, but I do. I very much believe in prayer. I said, and if you say in Our Father, all you have to say is Our Father, and everything it cleans everything, believe me. Three is good. Anyway, and also you say only love is allowed. All right, so she did, and everything was fine. And then I did a little research. I said, all right, so tell me again where you were. I don't remember where she was, but I did a little research on the hotel and where she was, because it was a place I never really heard. I don't know if it was just outside of Connecticut. Maybe it was around there. And so what I did is I found out that her hotel was really, really close to Salem, which is kind of awesome, if you ask me. I know a lot of people are freaked out by this stuff, but I kind of love it. But anyway, again, rituals to rid yourself of the low energy. Smudge, light candles, walk away. Or if you can't walk away, again, say only love is allowed. So if you're having a bad day, leave the energy where you found it and be very firm with it and say, no way, you cannot follow me home. I hope that makes sense. But I have another story that I'd like to share with you. And this is probably one of the most amazing personal stories I have, proving not just to you, because I that's not what this is about, but this proved to me, it showed me the incredible access that I have to controlling energy. All right. So as you may or may not know, I'm born and raised in Chicago, but for 2.5 years, I lived in Orlando. And while I lived in Orlando, I worked for Disney World. Very, 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 very wonderful experience. But Disney, it's hard. I know everybody thinks it's a lot of magic. And of course it is a lot of magic, but it's not all magic, because guests want magic. And as you deal with the public, anybody who works for Disney knows this, you deal with the public. And Disney has a very special group of guests that we promise magic, and so they demand magic. So sometimes they're a little impatient. Let's just say that. We'll just leave it at that. So the day that this happened was, I remember it. Of course, how could I forget it? Because it was on Christmas Day of 2014. And I was working I was concierge at, I can just say the name. It's not a big thing. It's wonderful. I worked at the Art of Animation, and I was a concierge. And so I had a shift from, whatever time, an 8-hour shift on Christmas Day. Now, Christmas at Disney World is insane. It's crazy. Believe it. People are, it's one of the days that even cast members can barely get into the park. But a lot of us work on Christmas. Yeah, it seems hard, but you know what? We are all there, and Disney takes very good care of us, and they always do, lunch, and in the back of, there's always big dinners and big lunches, and they treat their cast members very well. So when we're all there together. So I was a concierge, and on Christmas Day, lobby is very big at Art Ovation, and it was packed, and there's managers everywhere, but it was packed full of guests. So I had a guest at my station who needed tickets for, I think she was going to Hollywood Studios, but I'm not sure of the circumstances, but all I know is these had to be sold. I had to do 4 separate transactions. So it was going to take some time. And she did not, she was not having it because she wanted to get to the park. So I'm assuming I had an early schedule. She wanted to get the heck out of the lobby, away from me. She wanted to get to the parks. I don't blame her. It was Christmas Day. She didn't want to spend her day with me. But I was trying to explain to her, you know, that I would do this as fast as I could. But you have to be really careful because we were dealing with cash, and you have to be really careful with your bank. You know, we bank out at night. You take cash, you give change, right? And then at night when we bank out, you know, you got to be, your bank has to match. It's got to be even. So, I mean, believe me, if your bank is off, managers will stay with you until all hours of the night to get it to balance out, because it's a very big deal for your bank to balance. Okay. So she was not having it. And I was just trying to explain to her how I was going to do this and we were going to get through this, but she was not having it. She was very nasty to me. I understand how she felt. It was Christmas. She did not want to spend her day with me. Hollywood Studios was calling her, and I get it. But the way she chose to handle it was out of alignment with who I am. It wasn't a way that I would handle it, but she was really, really mean to me. And I'm not just saying mean for the, she was past mean. She was making fun of me. And she was probably in her, I don't know, mid early 30s, very, very pretty. And she spoke another language. She did speak English, but she spoke another language. And I was doing this transaction, and she was taunting me, and she had her cousins with me and they were all taunting me. And she asked me if I spoke her language, very, you know, kind of like, do you, and she said, what, you know, her language, do you speak? And I said, no, I do not. And they went at me. They went at me and were obviously ripping on me up and down in another language. Well, you don't have to know the language to know that they were mocking me and laughing at me. And with anyway, it was pretty awful. Now, let me tell you something about Disney. They, you know, we believe in customer service and guests are everything. And yeah, but Disney will not allow a guest to go after you. They will not allow it. But the place was packed and I couldn't get a manager. All you have to do with something like that is happening to you is you stop, you step aside and you call a manager, and a manager comes and will take over. You do not, you know, Disney does not expect you to take that. Absolutely not. But it was Christmas Day and the place was a madhouse, and I couldn't get a manager to even, you know, I wasn't going to stop what I was doing because there was hundreds of people in the lobby and the managers were all running crazy. And I thought, you know what, I'm not going to, you know, and a lot of the managers spoke this language. And I thought, well, even if a manager can just come and stay there, maybe they would stop. But I thought, you know what, I'm just going to handle this. So I know that I always have spirit guides, and I've learned so much about my spirit guides and energies, let me say that, at Disney, because Disney is full of energies. I'll just tell you another time, Disney is full of ghosts. It's awesome. We'll talk about that another time. But at this particular moment, I had a job to do, and I had to get through this while she was taunting me. And I thought, okay, so how am I going to stop this? What am I going to do? I can't scream. I can't cry. I can't run. I can't hit her. I know what I have control over. So I always have spirit guides with me, especially while I was at Disney. There were so many of them teaching me. My gifts were ascending. And at that moment, I said, okay, spirit guides, without, you know, I'm still on my computer and I'm still giving her money back. But during all this, I am talking to my spirit guides, and I said, okay, I'm going to need some help here. And of course, I'm not going to ask them to put a zipper on her mouth or, you know, make the building fall on her head or anything to happen to her. Cause of course my job is not for anything to happen to her, but to protect myself. And so I said, I need protection. And I had been in classes that I was developing my psychic abilities. So I had learned about energy and how to protect yourself. So I thought, well, this is a great opportunity for me to protect myself from this woman's energy. Cause I couldn't move. I was there doing my job. So I asked for energy. And I said, no one knows I'm doing this because I'm actually working on my computer. And I said, can you please? So you show them what you need. And I said, I what I need right now is I need a bubble of light. I need a protection, a protective light around me. And so what you do is you show them what you need. And so they say, okay, how big of a bubble do you need? How far from yourself and this person? And I said, oh, they said, do you want an inch from your chest? Do you want 3 inches from your chest? And I said, oh, maybe give me 5 to 8 inches from my chest and do that all the way around me. So you picture it, right? So I pictured myself in a bubble of light, right? A protective light. And you know, she doesn't know what's happening, but I know that I have just created a light around myself, like protective. And it happens in an instant. If you ask and you believe, you will receive. And within, I don't know, not even a minute, there it was. And you know how I knew? Because I knew. Because I felt such a sense of warmth, and I couldn't hear her words anymore. It was like I was almost in a soundproof room, and I was protected by anything that was on the outside, if that makes sense. You know, I don't know if you've ever heard of the TV show or, you know, Go-Go Gadget, where Inspector Gadget would just, he needs something, and then he asks for it, and then it appears. That's how this is. Energy is go, go, gadget. This is how the universe works. This is how, you know, whatever you need, you just ask, go, go, gadget. I need this. And it will appear to you in such a way. You know what I mean? This is how energy works. So she was still going at it, but it was like I could see her lips moving, but I didn't hear her anymore because I was protected in light. And I know you think that this can't be, but I'm telling you as I'm standing here in 2021, that this is the most amazing, one of the most amazing experiences I've ever had with energy and how I was responsible for controlling it. So I got through everything. She was not happy with me. I don't know. I could see, but I didn't care. Everything was fine. I didn't get written. I didn't scream at her, didn't yell at her. I got through it with grace, and how she chose to handle it was how she chose to handle it, and whatever was going to happen was getting. Anyway, she left, and that night I counted my bank and I was to the penny, and everything was fine. So if anybody from Disney is listening to this right now, my cast members and my managers, I really wanted to call on you that day, but I had protection and I had what I needed. So thank you for being there for me as a backup, but I have spirit guides and I have the creator. And so I hope that makes sense. I do have another story I want to talk about energy and about actually something that appeared to me that shouldn't have been in my room, but maybe I'll talk about that next week because I think energy is something that is amazing and we have so much control over, and it's fun to, I don't know, I do say fun, but it is fun. It is fun to test out these things with the world. And your life is enriched so much once you let this kind of stuff go and you don't let others get to you, you know, because it doesn't matter what others do, the news, or it doesn't matter. Like one day you can be so upset by something on the news, but when you heal whatever it is that you need to heal, you may watch it again and it doesn't bother you. You know, when things roll off your shoulder and you have a lighter load, isn't that what we all need? A lighter load. So real quick, I may be the only person in the world who hasn't seen any Star Wars movies. I don't know. Never have. I don't know. It was the late 70s and I was a disco girl. So I think Saturday Night Fever came out at the same time. So I never did see them. And my daughter didn't either until maybe 3 or 4 years ago. And she finally watched all the movies and she said, Mom, you would love them. The Force, you know, they always talk about the Force. The Force be with you. The Force is energy that binds us together. Mom, it's what you always talk about. Why haven't you seen these movies? Mom, you have to. The Force, the mysterious energy field created by life that binds the galaxy together. An energy field created by all living things. It's described by Obi-Wan Kenobi. Yes, I do know the characters. And so I wanted to, I hope this makes sense. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And if you have any questions about energy, please go ahead and send me an email. And I want to remind you, I'm not sure I've ever really said this, but I do private sessions and I do 1-hour sessions. And if you have something you know, I've been through a lot and I have a lot of energy. I have a lot of spirit guides around me. I have a lot of gifts now. I mean, as I grow, my gifts ascend. And if you've read any of my books, you know that I do grow continually. And with that, I just keep getting more and more clarity. So I would love to, if you'd love to, you know, schedule a private session with me, I would love to help you. I know I can help. Email me at KarenLightsUp@gmail.com. And if you'd like to be one of my clients, I'd love to have you. So again, I am so grateful for you tuning into this week's show, talking about Energy 101. I do think I'm going to do a part two, because I do think that this is an amazing topic. So send me questions if you have any questions. If you want to book a session with me, go ahead and email me as well. And again, thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, my dear friends, keep those beautiful lights shining brightly. May the force be with you. Lights up.
Thanks for listening to Lights Up with Karen Rizzo. Please join us next week for another great show. If you have a question to ask on our show, please visit her website at KarenRizzoLightsUp@gmail.com.